Given the significant and sustained improvement in our COVID-19 metrics, today I'm announcing that we will ease but not lift restrictions in several areas with the new executive order that will go into effect this Friday, February the 26th.
So let's talk about the new executive order. It lifts the 10 p.m. curfew, also loosens capacity restrictions on a number of businesses and venues, too many to list right now. So I want to get a sense of what pinged on your radar. I will say indoor bars and more people in gyms got my attention.
Yeah, you know, the indoor things hit my radar too, especially since these variants are floating around, some of which are more easily transmitted. I was reading something this morning from some epidemiologists who were saying, like, if we could just hold on a couple more weeks and get a couple million, you know, like another 10 million people, 20 million people vaccinated, then we could avoid a fourth wave. But there are people with these variants, you know, now there's a New York City variant, there's the South African variant, there's the British variant. They all sort of differ in slightly different ways. But they're saying that we could actually have a fourth wave because these variants, some of which, you know, elude the types of defenses mounted by our immune system, the South African variant, the vaccines work. They still work. They're just not as effective as they were against just the sort of plain vanilla coronavirus. And apparently this New York City variant looks a lot like the South African variant, which, can I just take an aside?
Yes. So we're getting into my second question. So let's just do it. Let's talk about COVID-19 variants, which is really interesting science.
It's so fascinating. Viruses mutate and evolve, and there's this whole thing of antigen drift with viruses. They're always changing. But what's so fascinating about this COVID virus is this idea that, like, these variations are taking place in different parts of the world and they're similar. It kind of tells me that there's only a relative handful ways that this virus can actually evolve.
So I'm coming from a complete lay perspective here, but for the scientists trying to figure it out, that seems like that would be a good thing if you had some common denominators across continents.
Right. And then, you know, and part of the things that are changing is that spike protein, the little things that are sticking out from the surface of the virus. And, you know, so that protein is sort of shifting shape. But now that we've seen that these mRNA vaccines, basically, you take that genetic code, you add that to the vaccine, and that becomes one of the things that your body can target. Well, then it seems to me that you could upgrade these COVID vaccines pretty easily. And that's what the companies are saying about these mRNA vaccines, is that, you know, you have this quote unquote platform, and then it's sort of plug and play, right? You stick in the protein that you're looking for and you add it to the vaccine and then go, which is super fascinating to me.
Yeah, we are watching science in action during this pandemic. All right, back to vaccines. It sounds like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is coming, and we're going to get some in North Carolina.
Yeah, baby. Like, it's a game changer. And they're poised to have like 2 million like shipping next week. Dr. Cohen said that means we're getting like 50,000 doses next week. So we'll go from getting about 155,000 doses last week to having more than 200,000 doses available next week. You know what that's going to do for availability? It's going to be huge.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to watch, or I guess I'm wondering, is there a strategy, an allocation strategy, because it's a one-dose vaccine?
Well, part of me thinks like, oh, the one shot would be really great for people who are homebound, truly homebound. I could think about like people with disabilities. Again, they'll have a limited ability to get around. They've got teachers. What if you just took that 50,000 doses and just targeted teachers? You have them at the gym of the school where you teach. Everyone comes in, they get their shot. You could get all these people vaccinated, toot sweet, and get kids back to school, which is why, going back to your original question, which is why I'm a little bit surprised that Governor Cooper went for opening the bars now instead of waiting, like, say, 2 more weeks.